Support for The Sound of Science comes from listeners like you and from Ken Spears Construction.
Hi, I'm Jasmine.
I'm Chrissy.
We're from NIU STEAM, and
you're listening to The Sound of Science on WNIJ.
Hi, my name is Mike from Naperville. My question is, how did the different types of light affect your sleeping patterns, such as blue light? How does that prevent your sleep? Thank you.
That's an excellent question, Mike, and very timely. November's National Sleep Comfort Month.
There's a small endocrine gland located in our brain that is responsible for the production of melatonin, a hormone which regulates our sleep-wake cycles. This gland is light sensitive, so as the sun sets and darkness falls, melatonin concentrations increase within our brains and signal to our bodies that it is time to sleep.
The light from the rising sun signals our body to reduce melatonin, helping us wake up. This visible light has varying wavelengths, with red being the longest and violet the shortest. Blue, indigo, and violet lights emit the most energy. Because of this, artificial blue light from devices like computer and tablet screens, cell phones, and LED bulbs can confuse our brains into thinking it's daytime, even at night.
The wavelength of light isn't the only factor. Timing, intensity, duration, and exposure patterns matter too. Consolidated Blue Light Research notes that screen time has risen to over 13 hours per day in the last 20 years, which can cumulatively disrupt sleep-wake cycles.
Gradually decreasing blue light exposure 2 to 3 hours before bed and stopping it altogether an hour before bed can help restore melatonin patterns, equaling a better night's sleep. A side note about longer wavelength light, some studies have found that using a yellow or orange sunset tone can induce relaxation and calm, also assisting with sleep.
You've been listening to The Sound of Science on WNIJ, where you learn something new every day.